Right, I went. 24-hour podcast is over. You can feel it in the
air. Oh, no. Don't get it. Here he goes. Uh-oh. Here he goes.
Yeah, buddy.
In your entertainment, you lucky bastards, tonight.
His ass is torn.
Welcome to the stage.
His torn ass.
Can you feel it underwear? Underwear.
Yeah.
There's a move. You should do the sprinkler.
All right, how about I pay you $10 to keep the fucking shirt?
Take it off.
You can donate $10 right now, and he'll take his shirt off. Is that correct? Just keep dancing if that's right. That's right.
Keep it on.
It looks like Ray is staring right at me.
Clearly not.
It looks like he's staring right at me. Look at Ray. I'm looking at him right in the eye.
I'm doing stuff on the laptop. Jason tried to call in, and I don't know which Jason it is, but he was trying to call in, and it wasn't working for some reason.
Staring contest.
That's what I was staring. Is the camera you see here, that's the Skype
camera.
My
dick.
And then I have another camera up here, that's the Ustream camera. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so when you see me staring directly at that camera, the Skype camera, that means I'm trying to figure something out.
That means you're looking at my cock.
So you don't want to look at me.
Damn. Playing hero again.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got a... Jason from Sydney, trying to work things out. Back soon.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
Should get a hold of those fucking UK, Scotland.
They were going to call. I don't remember when, but I know they were going to. They recorded. Like,
was it Death Squad UK?
Yeah, it's like 7 in the morning.
The Hippie Man I'm Fresh podcast.
They probably need like 8 or 9 in the morning to get drunk enough to catch up.
Yeah, but it's football day. It's Saturday.
Oh, well, then they've been drinking some stuff.
I could live broadcast the Chelsea football match in the morning with you fellas.
Okay.
That'd be brilliant.
You could.
Although I don't want to rebroadcast it.
No, we're going to be simulcasting or anything.
Okay. Ray, are you drinking beer now? Have you switched?
No, God, no, dude. I wish. I'm drinking coconut water.
C2O.
C2O coconut water.
The only brand worth fucking with.
It's good. There's like a store brand where I go that tastes almost exactly the same. But I'm not drinking. I'm trying to wait till tomorrow at probably 4 p.m. or noon. We'll see. Wait till tomorrow. But
did you see Gonzo in the back just slamming Red Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that. I didn't want to call him out, but yeah, I guess we're going to throw him under the bus anyway. Okay, yeah, Jason from Sydney says this is his first time on Skype. So.
Okay. Just call, do a video.
He's on.
Yeah, I added him. So he just has to call me, which I'm already on your contacts thing, and then I'll add you. It gave me like a little one of those caution triangle signs, and I was trying to find out what it meant by that little symbol thing.
You have AIDS.
Maybe.
Well, shit happens.
Yeah. So try and call back, and I'll try and add you again. I don't know what the problem is.
Speaking of which, you have yet to add me on Skype, Mr. Ray Taylor.
Oh, sorry. Jesus.
Mr. Well, Fancy Pants.
See, I think I can do this. From
life looks like a box of chocolates.
Do it now.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Ray, sorry about that. Ray, sorry about that cord keep disconnecting. It just does it. It doesn't have it. I got to get a new one tomorrow. So.
When you see us going like, well, you know, it's
pissing your pants.
Yeah. Like, it's terrible. God. Well, now I need to mute.
Put on their terrible song or your mic has come unplugged. One of the two.
Oh, stop it. Jesus.
But, yeah.
Just, like, snap.
Now that I know if I get to it fast enough, I'll just hit mute and then check back to see if it's better.
I duct tape it, but I'm scared. I'm going to wreck the rest of my mic. But
well, so. USB mics can do that, man. They kind of get loose.
If you it's just palms. Yeah, it's just a cord. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I had the stand down here, it wouldn't be a problem, but I don't. So, just having to deal
is
with
it. Is a USB mic like a pussy? It gets loose eventually?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good analogy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Loose pussy.
Who is drinking besides Gonzo? I know Gonzo's drinking.
Yeah.
I am.
Who else? Still. Okay. Well.
Can't you tell? Jesus Christ.
Let's kill our beers.
I got
Despotted
cow.
In the ever expensive.
Red dog.
I think Jason's back.
Cheers, you fucking savages.
Yeah. Cheers. Gurgle, you guys. Jason tried to call back, and if you guys can see, right, the little triangle thing by his thing, so I don't know why it's not working.
Mine's a red exclamation point.
Okay. Mine is as well.
It's because you're on demand.
Shit, did I just hang up on something?
It's getting worse. At first it was a yellow triangle. Now we got a red exclamation. What's going on?
It's a
new shape they got out there.
Jason,
it's a triangle.
Oh, he was on for a second.
Yeah. I had to hang up because it didn't connect. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what that means for Skype. I don't know what this is.
Well, maybe it goes by country, right? As far as like your Skype unlimited.
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know.
I went balls deep with Skype last night and got like the group video and my own number.
That's fucking awesome.
I feel awesome.
So did you have anybody that you couldn't get on because they're in another country or what?
No, but I'm trying to work out something with a couple of cam girls who are less than, I'm not going to say less than intelligent. They're just not tech savvy. And so it would be easier for dial a phone number as opposed to set up a Skype account. I think they will make for a fascinating and intellectual podcast, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, big tit dumb shits.
Actually,
anybody? Am I working a fucking bare room?
We had it on mute.
I like it. Thank you. I enjoy it. I enjoy it's always the pause break that I the punchline to every joke for you.
It's so goddamn uncomfortable. Every time I do one of these goddamn things, it's like I'm fucking doing comedy again. It's like I just sit here, all right, nothing. Move along.
And, God damn it. Another analogy.
Shuffle.
Crowd is not drunk enough yet.
It's like my worst fucking. It's like my worst nightmare, just repeated every fucking Thursday. Jesus, just fall flat on my face.
On that note, I need more alcohol.
God, I was thinking the drunker I get, the more witty I maybe get, but no, that's not the case at all. I think it's a complete opposite.
In your head.
What'd you say?
Usually in your head it is, but
no, I always think it's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, any updates, Ray? Where are we at right now?
We're still at the 268.38. We're still at.
We are almost 5 hours in.
Yeah, about 13 minutes.
So 268. So we need roughly $32 to be on
par.
$1.
We're gonna start slowing down probably as it gets later and later. I don't know.
Pussies can't stay awake or what?
Well, it's Friday, so people
might be going a little bit.
Yeah, hang out outside of their homes.
Yeah, they probably have
a lot. You never know, you might get a lot of, think about it, Midwest. Bar closes in about.
That's true. I'm thinking
10 minutes. Yeah. So,
or Pete.
Yeah. Everybody's drunk.
And from what I hear, I know in my area, the bar scene is popping off tonight for some strange reason.
Well, I guess it's Friday.
Late Halloween. Yeah, it's the post Halloween, you know.
Post Halloween pussy.
Yeah.
The bitches who didn't get laid last night with their costume are going to get laid tonight with alcohol.
Pumpkin pussy.
Pumpkin pussy. I've never fucked a pumpkin, but now that you mention it, I might try.
Yeah.
I might. That motherfucker in the sun.
Fucking Jack Lantern.
I was actually trying to come up with something right there. but I couldn't.
Let's not put that in anybody's harebrained ideas.
I was thinking about something with mushy and seeds, but I couldn't come up with anything.
That'll be on YouTube tomorrow, somebody.
And that's silly. I would never fuck a warm pumpkin. I don't flesh it.
I didn't even think about putting it in the oven, dude. You're brilliant.
I have a fleshlight, so why would I actually go through with that?
Hey, be festive.
Yeah, I guess it's
yeah, diet orange, you know.
It's the like reason
for nose, the eyes, in her nose. Mouse, you know? You can put it in the nose hole and fuck the
and tell the jack-o'-lantern.
Or you can go the old school way and just leave the candle in too long and then go at it there.
Well,
donate the tip of your
eye. Donate now.
A little hot wax can be erotic from time to time, so.
Joe, can you say that about fucking the nose hole? Shit. Dyed orange.
The trick is, can you put out the candle when you bust that
sloppy mess? Those are sloppy, dude.
That was funny.
Guts of a fucking pumpkin. Pumpkin guts on your cock.
I think I can make a safe bet and say that if Mish is listening to this right now, she will not be calling back in.
she's going to wait until like everybody starts falling off. They're like, yeah, I'm fucking too drunk and high. I got to go to sleep.
Well, look, dude, I got a goddamn cat that's going to be meowing for the next few hours. So.
Here comes excuses.
No.
Here comes excuses.
Are you going to vomit?
No. Excuses as to why I'm going to be here for a long time. I'm not going to go in that room for a while.
If you puke, it'll be brilliant.
Hey, Gonzo, where's your beer?
It's over here somewhere.
I'm one beer away from the epic story that was promised.
I tell you this much. I don't know how smart this was to do on a Friday night. Cheers.
Cheers.
Gonzo. Morning cartoons on deck.
Did you see my cat?
Okay, well, that's a cat that already knows what the fuck is going on. My cat has no fucking clue.
He's like, what the hell am I doing with this drunk son of a bitch? Get me out of here.
I showed it. I put the food and the litter box in the bathroom, in the bedroom, and... That little fucking cunt can stay in there for the duration of the evening.
I can picture you being like,
it's gonna be dead.
Your cat, here's food,
the cat will be just
water,
happy.
Here. Oh,
that's not good. You should probably keep it around, dude. Just tie a string to it or something. Put it on your ankle.
No. Anyways, her name is Shiva. So.
Phrase. So when I hashtag
cat is up.
Shiva, I'm shouting out your cat from now on.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, okay, Ray, I just Ray, gotta... did you see that tweet with Yuck? He's done for. Look, you used to see
is
this.
He really?
I sent you a tweet of this freaking slimy bastard. He looks like a pile of vomit sitting on a bathroom floor.
Are you serious? I'll retweet it right now.
Oh, that's okay.
I might have to shit soon.
Take the camera in there. Take the camera in. Yeah. Do not break it.
Yeah, I know who Jason from Australia is. I've been following him for a long time.
Yeah, like DOGX or whatever the fuck his thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of putting X's in front of and behind your fucking Twitter ID, but
I can't.
Whatever.
I can't. But yeah, I mean, fucking props to the dude for doing whatever he did.
attempting to log on to Skype and it not working.
Yeah, he's gonna try. It's his first time. He's trying to figure it out. So, just keep trying to call in, and I'll keep trying to add you. But
just do
we'd
it,
love
dude.
To have you on, Jason.
But more importantly than that, go to inspireddisorder.com and donate if you can. There's a donate button there. Just hit donate, and all that money is going to go to. Hopefully, we're trying to make this as transparent as possible. So, but hopefully, it goes to a Death Squad member who is in need and was affected by Sandy. So, go to inspireddisorder.com now and hit the fucking donate button. I think we're going to keep this up for 2 weeks. Is that correct?
I don't know how we'll keep it. Like a week or two. Yeah.
2 week podcast straight.
No. God, no.
Yes.
2 week pause.
Keep that train running.
Well, no, but the
donations. We will be accepting donations for 2 weeks. Yes.
I guess exactly.
2 weeks.
Oh, that's
me.
Cool to know.
Donate.
Your donations help keep Gonzo's dick in his pants, and
I'm a cutter.
So you're helping me not to indulge in my
Ladies
cutting.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what time it is?
Whoa.
It's time for me to minimize my Skype window.
It is, because here's the deal, folks. If in the next 15 minutes we don't raise $5, all we need is $5 over the next 15 minutes, okay, then I'm going to pull out my little Irish cock.
Oh, no.
And it really is little. It's like a Vienna sausage.
Jesus Christ.
This is like,
sign me up.
Please donate $5 right now.
This is like PayPal. Irish.
It's Vienna sausage cock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put me down for 10 so no one shows it.
Vienna sausage.
This is visual sexual assault, sir.
Yeah.
Now, hold on, guys. Hold on. This might generate a little bit of, action and steaminess. And maybe some people will call in and after he shows it.
Yeah. Women with very, very small, tight vaginas who prefer the small Vienna sausage dick.
That's who I'm looking for. That is exactly what I'm looking for, is those really tight vaginas.
They're like, I think that thing would fit in here.
All those girls who told me, ow, it's too big. That's our target demographic right now.
The three of them.
Well played.
What was his name?
Whose name?
Gonzo Green 29. Yeah, I will show my cock if we don't raise $5 over the next 15 minutes, which started 2 minutes ago, by the way.
It's like basically a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Really
no, we can't say
I don't know if this,
don't say the other word.
You know, this is, I don't know if this is kind of like
no.
It's passive aggressive
terrorism.
Right.
Penis terrorism.
Yeah, I didn't want you to say that.
We're begging you. Please donate.
Yeah. $5.
Just fucking donate $5.
Can't unsee.
So that we don't
say
have...
that we can call it visual rape all we want because Jamie Kilstein will not be a guest. I don't think.
Hey, at Jamie, I wish I had that dragon feature where I could like tweet at people just by speaking.
It's a nice one.
Yeah. Oh, like on the 4S.
Womp, 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 womp.
I thought he was going to show his wiener.
What this phone does? Is that what you're talking about? Like what this thing does?
Yeah, sure. Siri.
Yeah, sure. Technology. Oh, you can't do that either on the camera.
Yeah, but what sucks is it has no 4G support, which I'm very sad about.
That's mine. Same with me. Whoa. Yeah. It says it's
basically,
but I'm in the state of Colorado, so
do they even know what 4G is there?
I know it's. I don't think they. I don't know what. Well, to Gonzo, I don't know, man. I don't know what the thing is. I just don't want to have to.
No, I hear you. You
is the just, question just, is Colorado where 4G?
As far as 4G,
who the fuck knows?
That's what we're talking about,
dude. Where I live got 4G, Verizon 4G LTE. Like a week ago. That's how far behind the times we are here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 4 minutes in and we have not raised $5.
Nobody do it.
Wait.
I got Justin, the
donut. Hey, show.
Just got one here. Got
show.
One here.
Oh!
Okay.
You know who it was? It was Matt. He's in the bathroom back there and he
freaking... $25. Justin really, really wants you to keep it in your pants.
Thank you, Justin. How about a round of applause for Justin?
All right.
Yes.
And for another.
What is that bring us to?
Is that a donation shit?
What's that? Donation shit?
Yeah, he's in the shitter.
Who, Matt?
Oh,
Matt,
yeah.
That's where he went.
That turd, if anybody wants to donate and see the picture that he took of that turd.
Yeah,
they will get it. They will get it sent to them.
Should have been videotaped.
We are now at $292.30.
Almost at $300. Almost at $300.
We have 2 minutes left until our 6th hour is up, or 5th hour. So why don't we see if we can reach that 300 mark? Anybody out there? $1.
Yeah. Anybody?
Sock ball.
30 seconds to
help us help you.
The 24-hour podcast.
Yeah. I just refilled all my medications today. Don't make me threaten to fucking take them all and turn this into a snuff film.
Yeah, don't do that.
Donate That's... money. Was that?
I don't know if we need to go that far. Yeah.
Was that a little too dark?
A little darkish.
A little bit Lars von Trier.
You know who I think is listening now is that little motherfucker with the afro. Lorenzo Torres at Low Animal on Twitter.
Is he of
legal age to be in here?
I don't know.
Well, Mitch brought his
vagina. What's wrong?
Hey, he's safe for at least another hour. Okay, but he is listening now. So if we could get him to tweet out to people that they need to go to inspireddisorder.com and donate. Just hit the donate button, inspireddisorder.com.
Yeah, if you're listening, Lorenzo, tweet all your friends in high school.
And oh, damn.
I went there.
Your prom days.
Really?
Yeah.
Help.
And you did it again. Thanks a billion for that.
What is that?
Every time you do that, an angel dies.
Yeah.
A horrible death.
Well, don't encourage
it. It's a good thing.
I'm sorry, God damn it.
Unforgettable.
So you said that Joe has a Misfits tattoo. Does anybody else have band tattoos?
I have
a Does anybody else have that fanboy?
Yeah, I got
a what?
The Red Hot Chili Pepper tattoo.
Oh, I won't hold that against you. I still like your ass.
Okay. That's good.
I have
anybody? Jesus.
I have some Lamb of God tattoos. Anybody else?
All you need to say and I'll just laugh. It's like Pat.
What do you worship, Satan?
What?
Which
that's Ray, Satan's music.
What, Lamb of God?
Ray, which one do you have? Or off of what?
He's got the
anal tendencies 14.
Damn that. Wait, what are you looking at?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's.
I see it.
That's pretty big. This one isn't nearly.
I love that nipple.
Are we showing pimples?
Yeah. I guess. Hey,
look at this pimple, Ray. This one's not that big, but.
Yeah,
is this a fucking zit contest? What's going on here?
Yuck wants to pop them fucking. There's a nipple. That's a quarter size nipple. That's nice. I got dime size, but we don't have a fucking camera.
All he wants is a camera. This one bitch over here, Ray. Look what the fuck we made a monster.
Biggest pepperoni contest.
Yeah, I made a monster.
You fucking did it.
Yeah.
I gotta go buy a shit.
Hey, great news! I'm gonna go pee.
Okay, have fun.
We'll miss you.
Don't forget to shake the snake, bro. Drain the main vein and then shake the snake.
Does your shirt say weenus?
Take off, eh?
His shirt says weenus.
Yeah.
I can see it. Says weenus.
Hey, hoser.
Take off, hey.
Take off, you hoser.
Don't mind my brother. He's drunk, hey.
Sure, shit, don't you know? No, cheese curds.
My brother and I, we found this mouse in this here bottle.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody remember what the name of the beer was?
Yeah, hey.
Blue Moon. Yeah, it's Elsnore.
Wasn't that the name of like one of the president's wives?
Yeah.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
You're right.
Elsnore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
See, we're dropping knowledge. We're dropping knowledge
right.
here.
Well, I'm fucking dumb now. Eleanor Roosevelt, not Elsnore Roosevelt. Jesus.
You can tell Ray's getting tired.
Am I the only one that graduated fucking high school around here?
He's just smirking.
I graduated high school, but the educational system where I grew up
fucking Elsnore Roosevelt.
That was supposed to be a joke.
You did great. a job.
That say over fucking sack of hammers. That was not a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
here we go.
Change your picture. Oh, fuck. I'm also a big fan of the work of F. Scott Fitzsimmons.
You need to learn how to use your own iPhone, you fucking dumb fuck. All right, don't give me your iPhone and tell me to email it to myself. You fucking dumb son of a bitch. All right, he takes a picture and says, here, email it to yourself.
Who?
This fucking bastard right here to the right of me.
Well, if you had a camera, we'd see who's to the right of
you. Ray, don't even start, okay? I swear to God. You fucking cocksucker.
Hiding behind your cool album cover.
Yeah.
With a hot ass right over your right shoulder.
I guess that picture was photoshopped. We talked about
I asked for that.
That was like so low resolution, you can't tell what it actually is supposed
Shut
to
up,
be.
Man. I'm trying.
I'm able to make out the general idea of what's going down.
Oh, that's just bad taste. Oh, man.
He said it's in
man,
bad
hang
case.
Up on him. Get him out of here.
That's just a wiener in his mouth.
It's a corn dog. I saw the picture, Mom.
Someone sucking a penis.
It's a wiener that one too many bad jokes.
Oh, now I see
that's,
it. Ooh,
see, that's like a compromising position. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Interesting response, Matt.
It took me a few seconds to get there.
Oh, now I see it. Ooh.
It's like he's eating a corn dog off of Adam's.
Here.
I don't think Michelangelo would have done it that way.
What if he did, though?
It would have been
actual painting.
Is Jesus' hand on his left shoulder? He's like comforting him. His hand on his shoulder.
It'll be all over soon.
Just let it happen, Romney. Just let it happen.
It's like stroke.
Oh, God, that'd be fucking funny.
Yeah. Well, he is well taught. He's mining the balls.
You go to the Sistine Chapel, and then you see that.
Yeah.
Rom would just spin that into some kind of divine intervention story, like he's inspired by God.
I'm inspired by God.
It's so pixelated, though.
Yeah. You know what?
That's not a bad thing.
Who wants to drink alcohol?
Says.
No.
I do, but I can't.
Well, I mean, who has alcohol in front of them that they want to fucking chug?
He's got a tree on his house.
I got a tree on my house.
I'm alone and wanting to kill this almost complete beer. Because I have a song and everything.
Pound it. Pound it. Drink it. I dare you, pussy. Drink that beer and slam it.
Don't do it, dude.
There we go. It's good music.
Brush your feet. Go away.
Slam it. Drink that beer.
Boom. Killed it.
Oh my God. I'm fucking stupid.
That's how you roll when you're half Ukrainian and have character. You put away the fucking booze.
You should be drinking vodka. What the hell's wrong with you? Vodka and eating pickles.
What's wrong with me? My liver. That's what's wrong with me. I almost went into liver failure.
How old are you?
That's a funny story. I'm 29. Yeah, it's a hilarious story.
Oh, Christ.
It wasn't from booze, though. So, I mean, it was from heroin.
Oh.
Oh, well, as long as it was for heroin.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that you say that.
That's
sexy. Sierra judge you for thinking it was alcohol.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's that like? Yeah.
How dare you?
So what was that like?
Heroin? It was like the universe wrapping a nice warm blanket around you and giving you a hug.
Mm.
And then you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What is that? Red Shoe Diaries?
Yeah, tell us how liver failure was. I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Less than pleasant. Less
I don't
want to
hear about the good things about heroin.
A lot of sweating and shivers and phantom pain. And thank God for having like a half pound of chronic to get me see that.
There you go.
I wasn't at, I didn't have liver failure. I was at the little brink of liver failure.
You're flirting with it?
Yeah, they did what's called a liver enzyme test. And they said that if I kept it up, I was going to be dead in a couple of years. So I thought, hey, you know, maybe I'll just stop with this all this nonsense for a little while.
Well, that's a good plan.
It's worked out good. Actually, today is the second. So I've got 3 years and a week and a half clean from heroin.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. So I've just substituted with alcohol because I can't smoke pot.
Just kill the liver even slower.
Say potato. I say potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try.
I say borscht and you say, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I know what borscht is.
Have you ever had borscht?
Yes, I have.
Have you had green borscht?
No, mine has been red.
Yes, that's the typical. Ukrainian borscht, true Ukrainian borscht is green, actually.
Really? Red was good. I liked it. A little scary when I'm looking at it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, cold soup is not for everyone, but it's good. My grandma makes the green borscht once a year.
Oh, Jesus. There's a cock in his mouth.
Oh, he enhanced the resolution.
I'm not doing nothing to that picture. Oh. You guys are just...
He enhanced it? He enhanced the resolution?
Better.
Oh,
no,
thank God.
I did nothing.
Dude, in a quarter of all, that's corn dog.
Yeah.
You play the race card, that's corn dog.
Yeah.
It keeps buffering on my TV. I can't, some of the people's pictures I can't get. So.
Which Apple TV box do you have? Do you have the 720 or the 1080?
I picked the 720. Whatever one was $100, that's the one that I bought.
When did you get it?
Have you packed it? But they still see the
other dude. Have I what?
Have you packed it?
No. I bought it probably like 6 months ago.
So that's the newest one.
Because That's
1080.
Yeah, the 720s are the hackable, correct?
And hey, the 1080s. Yeah, you can buy those. I think the hacked ones are going for like a few $100 online.
Yeah, like three or four.
What do you do with the hacked ones?
Whatever the fuck.
What is it able to do?
Pretty much what the Apple TV is going to do in a year or two when they open up app developer, you know, things. It's pretty much
Come on, man. Yuck.
See, I can't see anything.
You are in the good viewing area then.
Yeah.
I'm gonna refresh my phone. I want to see some cock sucking.
That is a senior picture that we took.
I need to get that sound.
Yeah. The hell's the matter? That's how you guys. I want to see some dicks.
We got that done at Ambrosia's for a senior picture.
Cheers, fucker, don't forget.
Jesus. Those senior
pictures. What's he biting? Is that rebar?
Can I get a second for real shit for a second?
That's rebar.
Real talk.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting quite a few direct messages saying, hey, I'm listening. Can you shout me out? If I'm not mistaken, Ray has been shouting out. All those have been donating. So if you want a shout out, you know, just throw your Twitter name on there whenever you donate. And Ray will shout you out.
Or hashtag 24-hour podcast. We'll shout anybody out. Don't DM. Just hashtag it.
Yeah, just hashtag it. For sure. And, I'm trying to
hashtag it, bitch.
Stuff.
Big J the Welder. Shout out to him. Donating $10 for every bong rip.
Yeah. What?
Big J the Welder!
Are you serious right now?
I'm donating
you can't do it on the camera, though.
He said, I'm donating $10 for every bong rip I do to the 24-hour podcast.
I'll match him.
I like that. I like that. Okay.
You're matching him in money or bong rips?
Probably that.
Bong rips and time.
There we go. Wow. We'll take it.
Well, yeah.
I was going to play this. Okay. Caleb, this song's for you.
Oh.
Because I was thinking of this when you were... hooked on me. Almost pure liver failure.
Yeah.
You were flirting with disaster.
Fucking right. I love this dude.
We could do some like cheesy radio shit right now.
All right.
That's Molly Hatchet with Flirting with Disaster.
24-hour podcast. Get it on.
You need 4 rock.
15 in the central time zone. Ladies and gentlemen, the 24-hour podcast coming at you. Go to inspireddisorder.com to donate. And if you haven't already, check us out on Twitter, hashtag 24-hour podcast, and let's get it on.
That's right, everybody. Listen to Gonzo Green, Gonzo Green29 on Twitter. Go to inspireddisorder.com to donate. Send us your nice cold hard cash. Help out people, the victims of Sandy, that little bit.
Yeehaw! Shit, yeah!
See, I was thinking about this, Ray, too. If you ever need a break,
yeah,
you know, just pop on a song for a little bit. You know, just a couple minutes. Go take a good hard dump and then come back.
Hey, oh, for sure.
I've got a song that accurately represents the good time.
You know, all right, let's hear it.
Good time.
Before you hit the liver failure, this is kind of what you're.
Fucking song. The song sounds like liver failure.
With flash girl child in the dark. Comes and bells.
Who is? By the way,
that was the Velvet Underground. How fucking dare you, sir?
How dare you for asking a question that I probably would have asked?
Yeah, no one
the answer to. Yeah, what an asshole I am!
Yeah,
yeah.
How dare
yeah,
it was okay. Be first.
Don't
sir.
Fucking ask that rape ass at 10 seconds later.
Yeah, okay. I was just a little slut.
Okay, I stopped it for.
Okay.
I didn't want to offend anybody.
Good simulation of smack a hole.
With the glorification of slapping a hoe. The welder.
Or rap. Oh, here's a bong hit. What is this?
Bong hit.
Uh-oh.
Before you get.
Bong hit.
You have a.
Forever.
I know this is technical stuff and it's a lot of fun, but do you have your camera attached to, like, one attached to your microphone and then you have one set up in a different spot too?
The one you see on the Skype, the little one that's kind of small, that's my laptop that's running Skype. So that's
okay.
Laptop cam, and then this one's the Ustream cam on my. That way, it's always centered on when I do a podcast.
Oh, dual USB deal.
No, it's just my laptop is running Skype, and then my desktop is running.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's two.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, snazzy.
Dirty really? Bastard.
Hey, here's a good song for. I mean, you know, we all talk about like the primate and monkeys and fucking stoned ape.
Monkey stone talk.
Stoned ape theory. Oh fuck that dude. Yeah. Anyway. I hope you guys know this song.
To play it for a second.
Is that Far Side?
I'm gonna get a beer.
It's gonna kick in here in a minute. Be good.
I'm a B-15 monkey. Rolling Stones. I know that, but.
Just a monkey man, baby.
I forgot why you started playing that first. It's like, why are we listening to this song?
Yeah, we're all thinking really hard.
Yeah,
yeah, like why?
It's actually, it's a really good song though.
Yeah,
it is a good song, and I wish. I don't know why that's not incorporated into more Death Squad podcasts. Thank you,
Ray, one more technical question that I have for you.
Maybe because it costs like $3 million to use a Rolling Stones song.
So yeah, what up?
That that mic setup that you have with that stand?
Yeah.
Those are expensive, aren't they?
The ones that... $100 Rode microphone stand. Yeah, on Amazon, it's a it's by Rode.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you swap it up to the large view so we can take a look at it real quick?
Yeah. There you go. Oh, no, I can't do that. Because my camera on my Ustream is... I'll take a picture of it and I'll tweet it.
Okay.
So $100 on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can look it up on Amazon.
So,
do you have like a shock absorber on it? Because I can't even see it's like this small.
Yeah. All right, I'll put it closer to the Skype thing here.
Nice. Yeah, that's the one that I need. One of those
things. This thing. I forget what it's called. The vibration thingy thing. That's like fucking $70 or something. It's kind of expensive.
Vibration.
I love the fucking mic stand, man. It has a desk clamp, and then it has another thing if you want to just drill a hole in your desk. It has But because I move around so much, especially if I'm doing a long one, just to keep my back loose and shit. And then that's why I mounted the camera to it. But that way, when I do move around, I'm always centered. And then I have a little logo on my mic. So,
yeah,
it helps out. So one last thing I have to worry about.
Caleb went to go vomit.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that to happen. He's like sweating balls.
I can see his crotch when he fucking stands up every 10 minutes.
Yeah. He needs to take a sock off.
We still got 20 people watching live. Thank you guys for
that's
watching.
Good.
Yeah, they have more than we started.
Oh, finally, I saw the gay picture of the two Asian fellers in the swimsuits.
Yeah, what you can call them those.
Those are hot little numbers, aren't they?
Oh, geez, you had to talk and bring him up.
Now so I'm back.
Fucking,
they're just there for fun.
Fucking yearbook photo. I like it.
Yeah. That's the Asian version of us.
Is it the SNL?
Man, I was getting tired there for a while, but I'm getting better.
I see a monster there.
Just slap yourself in the face real hard quick.
Yeah, I'm waiting for when I'm really desperate to do that.
I got somebody coming over in a couple hours. It's going to give me a good smack. I thought ahead. Hey, stop by and just give me a good smack and
slap Lucy.
I'm actually going to have to get ready to go feed the baby. Ow! Baby always has to eat. Learn to feed yourself. Come on, you're 8 months.
What's that one fucking Asian holding in his hand? It's like a big gay blue tire. What is that?
It's a flotation device.
Going swimming? What is he doing?
A totally heterosexual hug between two good friends. How dare you, sir?
What's on their heads?
Come.
It's like fucking, I don't know. It's like.
Is that the helmet?
Is that the helmet? Think of anything. I was going to come
up. Is that the helmet?
Yeah. It's a helmet. It's their protection.
So this is like speaker number.
I figured out what it is. It's the uniform you wear when you're about to join the rape competition.
like a sumo wrestler. Yeah. I'm going to rape you with my big dick helmet.
You guys found it. You guys found the official leak pictures.
If you're going to play the game, you've got to wear the proper gear.
Yeah, and when you're competing to be the one raping the other one,
You have to wear the hat and everything, huh?
It's protection first.
When you're competing versus top for top versus bottom, shit gets real. Pitcher versus catcher.
I got my guy. I got my money on the short guy. I think he's got this one. He looks like he can really rape someone.
I don't want to see a picture of the outcome. Please, no, don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, so anyway, this is beer 11. So I think I'm about intoxicated enough to tell the story that I promised.
All right. Bring it.
But, hey, one observation about this photo, though, real quick. You know the most disturbing thing about that picture?
What's that?
It's the fact that they each got one fucking rubber glove on one hand.
It's for the other guy.
And not on the other. That's the most disturbing thing about that fucking picture. What is that fucking rubber glove going to be doing?
Why are you studying that picture so much?
It's on my fucking TV. I can't stay away from it. It's fucking two erect Asian dicks. Two guys.
How do you know they're erect? I guess I don't see the... I can't.
Well, God, no. They're Asian. All right, they're a little hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, you got to take it for granted.
Nuts, wink, wink.
You got to take it for granted.
Dude, that's super insightful. You notice I only have fucking one glove on.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I
didn't even notice that shit. That's good.
I just got to repeat that I should tell the story for a $5 pledge. So, I suppose here goes the story. Let me take a drink because this is.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah. Drink and get your connection back. You're fucking word you're saying.
Are there whores?
Am I slurring? Am I slurring?
Well, you're not slurring. It's just a connection slurring.
I think my ears are slowing down.
My connection's shitty.
Everyone's getting comfortable and adjusting.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Settle in here for the story.
Here we go.
No, you sound
get
good.
Beef jerky. Get your beef jerky.
Yeah, sound good?
No. You know what? My man, Mighty Far had a good idea. We need a $5 pledge to tell this story.
I thought he said he was going to pledge $5 to tell the story.
Who didn't you hit him long?
Mighty Far.
I think he's
okay. Tell the story for a $5. Okay. So the next pledge of $5 or more gets the story.
Exactly. That's what I just said.
You guys are translating for each other.
I misunderstood it. I thought that he meant he was going to pledge $5.
Gonzo's translating for the potheads. Okay. Because some potheads don't know how drunk sound.
God damn it, dude.
All right, now we're back. Everyone sounds fine.
Thank you.
In 5, 4, 3.
$5.
Q talent.
Well, no, we need $5.
So let me know when somebody ponies up $5.
No, exactly.
Well,
for the story of the 25th podcast.
Yeah. If I donate $5 to tell my own story, is that fucked up?
I don't care.
That's on the table, I suppose.
$5, man.
I'm not gonna do it. So you bastard, pony up.
Somebody else has to do it.
It's $5, man. Come on.
Yeah, there's 21 people. Our chat room's able to drink now.
Okay, I'm calling you out, chat room. Get
$5 sluts. Pay up.
I'm going pro wrestling. I'm calling you out, chat room. You,
I don't even know what that means, bro.
If we can get either. A nickel. Yeah.
No, dude, because I don't want this shit on my bank statement. I already donated once. I don't want this shit on my bank statement like 58 times. Donating a nickel at a time. You know what I mean? Like, I already donated. I'm just saying, dude. I'm not trying to fucking hear that shit.
21 people. That's a quarter. that's 25 cents each.
Oh, dude, no, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not fucking doing it. Pay my way.
Okay. No Susquehanna has just said I should buy my own story. And he's a powerful individual.
Wow, that's a...
Here we go again. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Okay. Wonder how many names are to everybody else. Live,
24-hour podcast. Fucking 2 a.m.
Chicago. Get fucking dumped or what?
And he's gone, folks.
The muffin kicked in.
Yeah. All right. What was powerful about what's his name? I'm really curious. What was powerful about
Oh man, do it again.
Oh, fixed.
That hurts.
Oh, that's awful.
That burns the ear holes.
Mike.
Oh, dude. If it's you, man, you need to fix the rest
of
your life.
Sorry, I really apologize. If it is, I can't fix it. It's too late. I'm sorry.
Hey,
your mic's down.
Okay.
Mic AIDS.
What the fuck happened to you, dude?
I don't know. I think Skype knew that something fucked up was about to happen and fucking disconnected me.
Yeah, they hacked into the mainframe.
Keep telling yourself that.
You're not going to hold me down. I'm fighting the system. You're not going to hold me back.
Whatever it takes to make you sleep better. All right.
I'm having a hard time, remaining. Oh, fuck y'all.
Conscious?
Remaining?
No.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Red dog.
I am so lost on what we're talking about. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes. This is going to be great.
No, we got to get the $5 fucking donation.
Yes, exactly. Way to keep us on track. Let's make it happen right now.
See, our podcast. If we don't get the $5
make my
donation,
phone vibrate.
What? Make your phone vibrate.
With
go to inspireddisorder.com. Click the donate button. And then type in Con Pod and let him know that we sent you. So donate and type in the code Con Pod and let these motherfuckers know that we sent you. That's how we do it, son.
All right.
I'm so emotional.
Yeah. Surely somebody's notating and marking the tape. Where is this at? The recording.
Somebody please donate $5.
Yeah, this is the fucking fall off we're all afraid of.
Oh, yep. We're down.
I don't know if I think it's classic. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Dude, that's it's black, not that I'm right wasted, there. Lorenzo. It's the fact that if you donate, you need to use the code word ConConPod, and that's the way that shit goes. And stop being a bully all the time. You're always bullying me. He's a Twitter bully. I mean, I didn't mean to cause a crater of silence, but. He's a Twitter bully.
Who are we calling out right now? Or who are you calling out right now?
Red Dog Brand Beer. Yeah. That's who he's calling out. Red Dog Beer.
Okay, Red Dog Beer. Internet bully.
They're on the line right now. Oh, Jesus. Watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Video has stopped working for me. I'm only seeing Matt on video.
Oh, you're lucky.
That's a good thing.
At this point, we can't even raise five fucking dollars.
Okay, now I can see.
On right now. Here, I can. Let me see if I can. I can't donate to myself.
Donate. Time to go.
Yeah, I can't donate to myself. And we got a hairy. Like, these pictures need to stop. So please donate $5 to help stop these pictures.
Pictures of Guillermo being.
Hey, one of these Death Squad UK fucking dudes going to be on.
I have no idea.
Yeah, dude, where that Marvel? Where's my phone at, mate?
Ben
Burke. Where's my phone at, mate?
And
fucking Joe Rogan, did you see him last week? Fucking Bond took the knee to the chest. It was fucking over. You fucking see. It was fucking wicked cool.
Okay, my balls just vibrated, not because of that, but we got two donations.
That's what happens when you do shitty impressions.
I think we got a $10 donation from Justin W. again, and we got a $20 donation from Donovan S.
No, oh, okay, Jonathan S. on Twitter. We're
Donovan S. Donovan the D.
Yeah. Dog.
So that's $30 more than enough to pay for the story.
Okay, so
sweet.
And keep Gonzo's dick in his pants.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the story, and that keeps Gonzo's dick in his pants. Good things. Good things are happening. Okay, so.
Whoa.
What?
I thought he was riding a horse and wanted it to stop.
I was going to say, why are you
pumping
the brakes on me, homie?
Because I'm sorry, someone left. I'm sorry. You didn't see it?
Gone. What do you mean? Gonzo just left.
Yeah, I should probably go take a piss too before I tell this story.
Okay.
Christ. Tell the fucking story.
Shoot, I had to get going, but I wanted to hear the story.
I mean, I know that some of you guys are probably
just... someone paid $5 not to hear the story.
No, it's to hear it.
No, you're going to want to hear it. You're going to want to hear it if you have a fucked up sense of humor. Okay, fuck it. I can hold it.
Okay.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying this story involves my first fiance, not my current fiance, not at Jesse Shakes a Lot on Twitter. If this chick is on Twitter, it's like crazy bitch that will cut you on Twitter if she has a Twitter account. Okay, this is my first fiance.
She
this is several years
Twitter. Ago.
She probably would figure out a way. She's crazy enough. So she was into freakiness of several varieties. She had. Okay, first of all, she had a rape fantasy. So she wanted me to, at one point, she asked me to hold a gun to her head and pretend to rape her.
Jesus.
Which I was not up for.
No.
And she was actually, she was pissed off about that for a couple of days because I would not hold a gun to her head during sex and pretend to rape her.
Oh, shit. I just lost video.
Ray?
Yeah. I hear you.
Keep
I just lost
it. Keep talking to me, Ray.
You're good.
Okay.
So,
we're all coming back here. Okay, there we go.
So, anyway. Let's just go ahead and jump into it. She also liked it in the ass. And she also... her go-to move... Her go-to move at the end of sex was she liked loads in the mouth. She liked loads in the mouth like I like to drink beer. Okay? So that's a lot.
I know how she feels.
In the mouth. Okay, I'm glad you can identify.
It's a regular Wednesday for me over here.
Yeah, this story will resonate with you then. Okay, so we are in the shower having sex in her butt hole, and so I get there, pull out, and because she loves loads in the mouth, she immediately spins around, drops to her knees to take the load in the mouth. So I am at this point busting a nut in her mouth, on her face, etc. I look down and see that my penis has poop on it.
Really?
That's because you were having sex with her in the butt.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Okay. You shrugged us this far along. Holy shit. All of a sudden you have poop on your cock?
She didn't notice. She didn't notice at first either. So she had a hold of my dick and went to place it in order to take the load into her mouth and wound up with a piece of her own poo on her lip, as well as my entire nut all over her face.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to say in a situation like that.
You got a little but poop on your lip.
I had words.
You gotta, yeah.
All I had was hysterical laughter for probably 10 to 15 minutes.
You laughed at her?
I laughed right in her fucking face.
And then you gave her a kiss and said thanks.
Yeah. No, I told her to fucking wash her shit down, brush her teeth a few times, and I'm gonna sleep on the couch. Yeah, so that's the epic story. Not that epic, I guess.
Well, I tell you what, that person that donated that $5, they're one lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sandwich out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Subway.
It was probably the chick that you were doing. You better tell that story. They come bust a load of my mouth. Wipe
your face off with it.
She's enough of a freak to want that story out there. A little sidebar. She's been to prison 3 times now.
Yeah. you threw that in at the end? you should have threw that shit in like sentence 3.
I guess
I lost video on everybody but Acetor.
Yeah, so, I lost video on everybody.
I'm not sure why, but
I got a message that said,
"Okay, fuck it. What's next?"
Wasn't me.
Well done. Well done, sir. I lost video on everybody else.
Did you? Hey, everybody, turn your cameras on if you can. You don't have to, but you know, it's better.
Mine's on.
Yeah, yours loading. There you go.
Okay.
Nobody wanted their face associated with that story.
Apparently. I was like, God damn it.
I'm turning my camera off. Just all on him.
That, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great story about two dudes loving each other and
sons of bitches.
It was not two dudes, but we can say it was. We can say it was for the sake of the story.
Yeah, his name was Dan. Let's just say his name was Dan, just for shits and giggles.
You know what is really weird?
Her name's Dana? Dude,
no, her name was Dawn. Ooh. I swear on my fucking mother, her name was Dawn.
You better not be lying to me.
Dawn. I am not lying on my mom, my grandma.
Scout's honor, I saw that.
Yeah, Scout's honor, even though I was never a Boy Scout. Her name was Dawn. That is so strange that you said Dan.
You take the W out, and it's Dan. It's D-A-N, but Dawn is D-A-W-N. That is fucked up.
I know. That's like some fucking...
That's... I'm bewildered.
That's some Nostradamus shit.
Yeah, that's some shit your pants and go wipe type stuff. Cause you know,
oh, Jesus.
Or some shit on a dick and then put it on your lip type stuff.
But you just kind of take your cock and like wiped it off.
We were already in the shower, so
you're already laughing at her.
I was laughing, and then I just turned around and started washing my penis and balls.
So were you laughing and washing your penis?
Yeah.
Cleaning my nutsack.
Oh, take this shit.
Take that load. You poop on your face.
Yeah,
poop face. Take that load.
That not only did dude just bust a nut all over my face, but I have a piece of poo about like that, and it's my own poo on my lip.
Why is your poo on there?
I was laughing and washing it off of my dick.
You humped her in the ass, but it was your poop that was on your lip? Well, what happened?
No, I was speaking from her point of view.
Oh, I see. I missed that part.
Editing.
As she was trying to cope with the realization of what had just gone down, nut all over the face, poo on your lip, right about here, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I was laughing and washing my penis. And, yeah, so that was that.
That motherfucker wants his $5 back.
Yeah, let's just reenact that. Why don't you take us through frame by frame and act it out?
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's just say moral of the story.
Hey, they're going to cancel that on their credit card statement.
Moral of the story, cocaine and ecstasy are both awesome drugs.
Okay. Boys, it's Michelle. What are you talking about? I just jumped in on Ustream. I heard poop on her lip and I washed my balls. I mean, what? People jump in at any time. This is like when you walk into an awkward conversation. You're like, hey, what's up? Just want to see what it's like to be in a men's locker room. I'm just disgusted.
Hey, someone paid money to hear that story, too.
Your buttons on your phone.
I can tell you the full story if you missed it, Mish.
No. Do me a favor and do not.
Yeah.
I don't talk about P-O-O-P. I even have trouble with it when they do brown talk. I mean, I even spell the word. I spell S-A-R-T, and I don't even like saying it. And I sing number two. Oh my God, I tuned in and I heard talking about shit and I was like, oh my, what? I said I was going to call at 2:30. I might have to call in later.
Are we, is it bad if you say turds? Is turds bad?
No, you know, and it's rotten in a Boston accent too because you combine A-R-T together and you just sound super uneducated and it's just, you know, like, listen to me say "at," and you know, now put an F in front of it. It's terrible. So I opt not to say it. I say the word "crank." I'm like, oh, meow, meow, I just crank.
Yeah. I fucking farted.
Yeah, no, I can't even do it. Oh, so gross.
There has to be
people like me because I was even squeamish way back in the day when Ray had the I poop episode instead of like iPad and iPod, it was I poop. And I think Postal Polo called in with a POOP story, and I was just like, this is disgusting. Well, Desi, are you there?
No.
I thought you heard a girl. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Jill. Hello,
Jill. What's up, man?
It's you.
Hey, boys.
Hi, is this Jill with, like, it's like JC something, right? I only recognize people by their Twitter handles. And I call people by their full Twitter names. Like, I was saying, like, at Gondo Green. I gotta learn to call everyone by their names, like, Caleb and Passador. I gotta, like, except for Ray. Ray's easy. At Ray Taylor. I know his name's Ray.
So, I'm sorry, I just kind of interrupted the conversation. What's going on? How you doing? You're on the East Coast. You survived the hurricane, I see.
Oh, yeah, we did good. It was nothing compared to what people were going through, but it was, I made macaroni, and I was, like, cursing.
Where are you at in the city? Are you in New York?
Oh, I'm in, no, Boston.
You're in Boston, all right.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
She's in Boston, really, dude?
I get that a lot, too. Like, if you go to,
it's all New England. It's all 13 colonies. It's New England.
New England. I'm super bad with, like, geography, but, like, I think it's, like, Massachusetts, New York, is that New England? Maybe, like, is Vermont as far as New England? I have no idea.
Yeah,
like Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine.
New Hampshire, yeah. They all have their own different dialects, but this is pretty much, like, a Massachusetts, this is, like, a Boston dialect. So, everybody in the East Coast was making, like, macaroni, or, like, at least on my Facebook, and so I was swearing. I was like, listen, if my electricity goes out before my gravy is done, I'm going to have a connection. So as soon as I made macaroni, boom, the lights went out, so she waited till I was done, and we had to eat in the dark. It went out for, like, 7 hours, and He has nothing to do. There's like no phones, no Wi-Fi, no laptop. And then, you know, you have to do it because there's like nothing else to do. And so you all take a roll of the hay. And then after that, you look at each other, you're like, well, now what? And but
what are you talking about, macaroni? Like,
what, macaroni?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was already, we ate the macaroni.
Okay.
Yeah, and then.
And you ate it, on a dock?
No, oh, my goodness. Yeah, and I talk super fast, too.
I'll
try and explain it slow and quick. I made the macaroni. The lights went out. What do you do on the dock? There's nothing else to do, so you end up doing it. And then you look at yourself for the rest of the time, and you're like, now what? And then there's nothing to do.
Right? Because you ate all the macaroni.
What? Yeah, we had leftover macaroni.
There's a lot of stuff that you can do on a dock. You can go fishing on a dock.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You can go fishing on a dock. I mean, you can jump off the shore on a dock.
Dark. Oh, my God. Dark. You fucking guys clowning on me.
We're from Wisconsin. We got stupid
asses.
We're dumb
asses. Where's everybody from who's there?
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Huh? Represent. What? Green Bay. Oh.
Wisconsin.
Oh. Yeah.
Dog a baby.
What happened to macaroni?
I'm from Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the name.
Show her your cards.
Yeah, Boston.
Fuck you. Hey, you know what? Fuck you, Chuck.
I love you. As a tour.
You know what?
As
you know what? Man. We've lost all connection. You know what? It's gotten real. Shit just got real. Shit just got fucking real. God damn it. And I can tell by the look on Jill's face that she did not hear my story. Or else she was
probably thankful.
Yeah. You can even see Jill is amazing because all it is.
You boys have to realize that I'm around soldiers. Hey.
What?
Is somebody being serious?
I don't know.
Yes, Jill is a redhead, yes.
Yes, hi! What's going on? I see you on Twitter all the time. I love you. Awesome. This is so cool.
Oh, there's the hole.
All men feel free to take a piss right now while they...
Yeah, everybody, yeah. Yeah, girl talk. So what did you do?
Yourself, too.
If you're listening, please taking donations for the hurricane victims on the East Coast.
Happen. We got a donation real quick, $10 again from Justin W.
Shout out.
Oh, wow.
Man, he's fucking
Justin.
He's lighting it up.
Podcast. If you're on social media, go ahead and give us a shout. We go ahead and fucking pound Sandy, pound 24-hour podcast. Just do some retweets or whatever. We're taking all kinds of dollar. I think we can take a dollar donation, dial it up. Ooh,
yeah,
red
for
cups,
sure.
Whatever.
Hey, Jill, I got a quick question for you.
Well, you guys got real quiet.
Oh, not Jill. Mish.
Mish.
Oh, yeah. Now, who's this talking? Is this Gonzo Green?
No, it's Matt.
No, this is Matt.
Me. Oh, okay. All right, now. See, I'm on the phone, so I can't even see anything. All right, have Matt. Go.
Okay, I just got a real quick question. Like, when you call or, like, talk, does your chin hit the fucking buttons on the phone? I'm just curious.
Oh, my cheek?
Yeah,
no,
something. There's something because it's like, yeah, it's like you're getting ready to, it's like you almost do it like programmatically. It's like you're getting ready to like swear or something and then the button just hits.
Getting bleeped.
No way. I'm just like, you know what? Probably it is. It's like my friggin' chipmunk cheeks probably hitting the mute button.
Oh.
Boston. No, that's
cheeks.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh.
Hey.
Plus, I'm on my phone.
Yeah, my phone.
Wonder what you think would be better.
I apologize.
Hey.
Yeah, I was thinking what?
Hey, Mitch. What time are you going to be on later? Because Monica has to work from 5 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Right.
So
well, I work till 6. Okay. Now, in Denver, what is the time zone?
2 hours behind you.
Okay. So I get home from work it's 6:30 a.m. And when I get out of work. So that's like 4:30 for you. And then tomorrow's my day off. Like, I'm going to call a couple of times today, tomorrow. So I'm going to, like, take a nap. But, yeah, just have her tweet me. And then that way I'll be on Skype and I can see, like, what's going on and not jump in and, you know, see if people understand what I'm saying, if I have to slow down my speech.
You're lovely.
And you can avoid hearing stories about poop on dicks.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my! I was just. Who was that talking about?
It
was
hilarious that you can't say poop to her.
Poop. Fart.
Yeah, I don't. It's like,
Mish.
Poop Mish. Dick. What?
Yeah.
Poop dick.
Wow. I can't even do it. Like,
whoa.
Pete is. What?
Mish doesn't like it when you say poop.
Dick. Well, I can't say it. Like, you can have like shit humor all day. And I will laugh along with it, but, like, I have, like, the worst. It doesn't roll off the tongue nice. Like, I don't like, I'll say, like, oh, I cranked. I can't even believe I'm talking about this globally about, I'm usually a shit talker.
It's a 24-hour podcast. We're, I have raising funds for hurricanes.
Well, I believe
yeah.
If you listen to Constant Confusion episode 1, we talk about like the proper way to have anal sex. So go to DenverDreams.net. Go to DenverDreams.net and check that shit out.
Come on, you know? Boston. Take a look. It's in a book.
DenverDreams.net. You don't have to take his word for it.
All right, guys.
Go to DenverDreams.net. You can look that shit up.
Education is the key.
I'm Audi 6,515. It's time to go feed the baby. You guys take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to stop back maybe tomorrow. Clothes, no clothes. I'm not sure yet. Depends on how cold it is. But,
yeah.
It was good talking with you guys.
You too. All right,
dude. Stay away.
Awesome.
Fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you later.
I just remembered I have a child too. Shit.
Holler at me if we get that sock buck. That sock buck in the mouth.
No, poop is not. It's right. Poop,
hey guys, if we get the hashtag 24-hour podcast trending, that would be awesome.
It would be crazy.
Ray, what are we up to now? We staying on course or what?
Let me see here.
I'm all about numbers here. What are we doing?
Who's that?
That's
me.
It's from Boston.
Somebody named Lee would like to call in.
Yeah, I told him to add me on Skype.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
Let's make this happen. We need to generate some revenue here for the hurricane victims.
What are we at, Ray?
Yeah, I guess.
Are we at, dude?
$330.29.
Yeah, fuck you.
And we've been on
almost 6 hours.
Almost six.
So we're still averaging almost a dollar a minute.
This fucking microphone's driving me nuts.
I have no idea. What is that? What is the math on that, Matt?
Yeah, we're at $55 an hour. Is what we're at right now.
Damn. Come on, guys. We can get this back to a dollar a minute.
All we need is, let's see. Well, we've been on the air now for how long?
Almost six
hours. Okay,
yeah.
6 hours. 60.
How many viewers?
Away.
What are we? Ray, one more time. Where are we at now?
Do we still have the calls?
Check
330.
One.
330.
Okay, so we need $30 in 1 minute to be on the mark with $1 a minute for 24 hours.
How much?
$30.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That, somebody can so, my donation.
There you go.
Just put me down for it.
I can't just put people down, man.
Put me down for it.
This is fucking
naked ladies dance.
Well, why don't you tell everybody one more time how to donate?
Okay, you can go to inspireddisorder.com. There's three donation links there. Click on any of the three and follow the instructions.
And then after you follow the instructions, write in con pod and let them know that that's the way you found out how to do this.
Yeah.
Boom. No, I'm just kidding. Just donate. I don't care how you fucking donate.
We're just fucking S Squad UK. Let's go to those fucking
for real. Where are these assholes?
Yeah, those fuckers are up. It's 8 o'clock.
Death Squad, it's UK. So it's like, what time now? They're like 5 hours ahead of us. So
there's 8 a.m. None of them are fucking saying anything.
It's 8 a.m.
They should be getting up.
I think Burke.
Hey, at Masked Yeti. Masked Yeti. Hey, dude. Call in, donate, do what you can, bro. We already had somebody buy a $75 package. It was fucking awesome. I think somebody has a $100 autographed fucking picture of David Copperfield or something for fucking auction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What else? What else we got going on? What else do we have going on?
I don't remember.
What are we looking at? What are we talking about? The hurricane, right?
Yeah, that's the point. Wait, did I miss the question? How dare you confuse me with...
Well, what are the things do we have up for auction? Like, we already got rid of the Adam Spurgeon prize pack.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's anybody...
What's up?
I said this is going like so successful. It needs like a secretary.
Yeah.
It's more of a manager.
Yeah.
If I could have like an all mute button so that I could talk directly to Ray, then we'd be fine. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You guys are all awesome. But
but luckily we have a few not listening to you, which I will now take advantage of.
Whatever. God, you're such a dick all the time.
Haterade is Thursday.
Exactly. No, but you guys,
dude, spit it out.
Lee.
He's reading and trying to talk.
I sent him the number.
Lee is trying to call in and Whiskey Jack is getting pissed off at me because she's not getting on. So there's nothing I can do, Whiskey Jack. I'm sorry, bro.
Lee is like, a girl.
I understand that.
But
Whiskey Jack is telling me that right now, though. Okay. Lee is the producer and co-host of the Church of What's Happening Now, motherfuckers.
I gave him the number. I gave him the phone number. So
the Flying Jew.
By Matt Flavor. You know?
That's awesome.
Flying Jew. That's awesome. Yeah, let's get him on.
Are we going live? What's up? Is this happening?
We've been doing that.
Yeah, we're 6 hours in.
Six minutes.
We're going live. This is the warm up. We do a 6 hour warm up before we do a 24 hour.
I'm here to make it happen for hurricane victims. Let's have it. Let's go, Boston. What's up?
Oh, what's going on? Who's talking?
Yeah, what happened? We're here raising funds for the hurricane victims because Bloomberg wouldn't fucking run a marathon. What's up?
Not so much. I'm just chilling, trying to contribute. I can't see what's going on. This is driving me nuts. But like tomorrow, I'll be on Skype. Mish. Huh?
Hey, you know what's awesome about this, Mish, is that you could put this on Ramble On. Like you can link this to Ramble On, and people will be able to donate for the next 2 weeks. That's what's awesome.
What? Like, yeah. I don't even. Do you understand? I'm still on my Android. Like I don't have a website. You know what I mean? Like you're donating to Ray on Ray's site, like everything. I don't even have an RSS feed. I don't even know what I'm doing on the air. People just like me.
All you got to know is that the next few ramble-ons that you put out, you just need to let them know that inspireddisorder.com and hit the donate button, okay? Because the 24-hour podcast.
24-hour podcast.
Is where we're raising money. Okay, we're raising money for those death squad individuals who are caught out there in the East Coast who are affected by Sandy. Okay, so
Staten Island, New Jersey.
Okay, now we're up to we just got a donation.
Long Island City.
$28.83. Where does that put us?
Yes. I don't know. You tell me.
Right.
That's powerful. How's everybody donating some Lunchables?
Yeah. Matt, are you still there? Nope, Matt's frozen.
Am I?
Yeah. Hey, we got it.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was asking you for math. See if that put us to the the dollar a minute thing.
Dollar a minute. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're up to. Probably
total
20 bucks more than we were.
The total is $3.59.12.
Bingo!
So we're almost there.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Yeah, because you guys have... let's see what time it is. 2:05. So we're 5 minutes behind, but we're still there.
That works. Cool.
Oh yeah, dude. We're good to go because we're gonna get people waking up in the UK. We're gonna get people waking up in the United States. We're gonna get. It's gonna be fucking
awesome. I'm telling you, morning drive, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, morning
drive,
and then
morning
drive. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm make
plus
coffee, dude.
Somebody said that they were gonna match me $10 for every ball game that I took.
Whoa. Oh my god, is that James Elder?
I think it was Michael J. Fox.
He said the same thing.
The fucking beeps.
Shit. Mitch, telling you, my cheeks get excited and start trying to dial for help.
All right. So there's
like
another one. Whoever said that they were going to match me, I should also get one for each bite that I take for a brownie.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I think you're going to go.
So Lee is going to be calling in about 5 minutes. Just let everybody.
He's from the UK.
Nice. Whoop.
Don't think so. I think he's the dude, producer for Church of What's now.
That's Lee Syatt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's calling in like 5 minutes.
Is this gonna be serious time? We'll shut the fuck up.
I don't. Yeah. So I don't know.
Serious time. Oh, make it happen. He's gonna pull in some people and pull some retweets to come in and donate some Lunchables.
Fucking black tie event only.
Yeah.
We're hey.
I know, right? I'm just
thinking about like I've seen
now
rape jokes.
Now everybody calls in.
Austin kicked off.
Oh, look at Jill. God damn, you sexy little fucking beast.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Holy shit. Wow.
I am very
blushing. Oh, holy shit. Look at you. Here. Getting all fucking cheeky on us.
Lee, are you there? Is that you?
I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, we just don't all of a sudden you appeared on someone's screen.
Shit. You don't have to say shit, sweetheart.
Bada boom, bada bing.
You just fucking sit there and look pretty. All right, we just found the face of Death Squad.
Thank you, I think.
In the house?
Yeah, sure. Why not, dude? I would do unspeakable things to you.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on here?
Oh, is that?
Oh, nothing.
Let him do that now.
The return.
Hello?
We can get it.
Hey, there he is, the Flying Jew.
The Flying Jew?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
What's up, Lee?
Hello.
What's up, Lee?
Can you hear us?
Good evening, sir.
Yo, it's Sam Tripoli.
Oh, Tripoli.
Oh,
fucking Hollywood.
How's your wiener, Sammy?
What's the word?
How's your wiener, Sammy?
How are you guys?
Come on, this is
legendary.
Good, Sam. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's this thing going?
Going
you
good.
Hurricane, mate?
Are we raising money or what?
We're raising money, man. We're hitting about a dollar a minute. We're at about 6 hours now, so a quarter of the way.
Oh,
done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's awesome, guys. Congratulations. That's fucking phenomenal.
Well, Sam? Fucking thank you, Sammy.
That was fucking awesome, dude. Thank you for calling.
Hell yeah. Thanks for calling,
hey.
Tripoli.
Yeah.
So what are we telling everybody? Call in, donate some cash, make a fucking difference, give a shit?
Exactly. Except for call in. Just go to inspireddisorder.com and click on the donation link.
What? What's the address again that they got to click on?
Go to inspireddisorder.com, and it's the front page. There's two donation links.
Donate.
Someone at Nasty 420 just asked if he could call in. I gotta check his Twitter, see what he's all about. But yeah, donate.
Jesus Christ, Boston.
We got it.
I appreciate you what you guys are doing, man. Keep me posted.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, and the new studio is pretty cool, Sam. I like it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the support. I appreciate you for working with us. It's going to only get better. It's going to get bigger, better, faster, stronger. The Naughty Show's up for some awards for podcasting. We're really proud of it. And trust me, man, what I got lined up is just going to go bigger, bro. So we love Red Band. We love Death Squad for life. Just had to mix it up a little bit, change it up, just to make it bigger and better.
Look, yeah,
man.
Right on.
Hey, man, where can people go and vote for those awards?
I got to put the link out. It's the Podcast Awards at thepodcastawards.com. So, yeah, check that out. Vote for us. We're up against Adam Carolla. Savage, Love, a whole bunch of crazy shit. So it's pretty cool, man.
Sam, could you do Adam Carolla in a boxing match? You could make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Me versus
Carolla jumps the rope. Skips the rope and all that, you know? I don't want
to keep on the rope. Do you want me to get my ass kicked?
No, I'm just saying, he's definitely got eight on the side. Come on, fuck.
Duke can box, bro.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I just thought you might be up for it. You know, I'm Sam Tripoli. Fuck off.
Hey, dude. You up for getting your ass kicked, Sam? That'd be awesome. Yeah, why not?
That's great. Thanks.
Just volunteer tea.
That's this is gross.
It's cool. No, yeah, dude. I like Crow. I think he's great, but it's an honor to be up against him, too.
Adam Crow's fucking brilliant. Adam Crow's show, fucking brilliant.
Tripoli. Hey, Tripoli, this is Yuck, man. Yes. Thanks for calling in, partner. This is Yuck. You go ahead and do your thing, man. If you could call in tomorrow, too, that'd be great, too, because I'm going to be here with Ray sitting for fucking 24 hours, man. We're the only ones dedicated to the whole thing, ain't we, Ray?
Yeah, but...
Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
we got
some
more?
Man. I'll call in some point, dude. What time you go till tomorrow?
6 p.m.
Yes. Yep.
6 p.m. All Pacific. Right. So I'll call in before the end, say what's up.
Awesome.
Wish you guys luck. I'll donate a little cash. Check out the Naughty Show on BMO. That's where all of our videos, our Ustream videos, are going to be uploaded. And check us out on allthingscomedy.com. And, yo, man, I think what you guys are doing are great. And I appreciate everything Yuck Nasty does for the Naughty Show.
Thanks, partner. Thanks, partner.
Appreciate you, dude.
Hell yeah. We appreciate
all right, man.
You.
Good luck with this. Keep me posted, guys.
For sure.
Thanks, awesome. Thank you. Bring the wood.
Bring the wood.
I gotta get another beer, you fucking savages.
Guys, this All Things Comedy is super cool. Like, I've been listening to it for a while because I actually listened to the Minivan Men podcast with Al Madrigal, Marja Barney, and Chris Spencer. And Al Madrigal and Bill Burr, our hometown boy, he started All Things Comedy, and Ari's on there, the Mommies are on there, and so if you check that out, we're supporting, like, a huge Death Squad, you know, family. They're over there, too. Like, everybody's starting, like, their own little collective. It's super cool.
Yeah, Bill Burr's on there, too, right?
Yeah, Bill Burr's on there, the Monday Morning Broadcast, but this way, like, we can see all of, like, Ari's videos and Sam's videos, and there's a lot more out there, and Marsha O'Brien's also trying to get, like, a movie made, and, you know, all the support we give to, like, everyone who came from Death Squad, the part of Death Squad, I mean, super cool things are in place. So proud of everybody.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'd just like to take a second and say how awesome of Sam Tripoli. To call him.
That was a surprise, dude.
Show some support.
Hell yeah.
That's a real motherfucker right there.
Fuck yeah, we love Sam.
That was me. I just got off Skype and dialed in with my phone.
Oh, you do a great impression, dude.
Fucker.
You bastard. That wasn't real.
Yeah, it was real.
Hey, this is Sam. You know, I wanted to tune in and.
Oh, he's doing it again! Look how he just easily slips into that accent.
The whole time.
So we got somebody else who's called in. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lee.
Oh my God, this is like the Todd Glass show.
The Flying Jew in the house.
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up? Woo. How are you doing?
Not much. I called earlier and Sam was on the line. I figured I'd let him talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just add people. I don't know who the fuck's on, so I don't know. It's working. It's all working now.
Well, I'm here, Ray.
Okay, I know. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Welcome, Lee.
So,
well, that's fine.
What you
so
up to,
tell me
Lee?
What you guys are doing. This is pretty crazy.
We are doing a 24-hour straight podcast to raise money to help Death Squad members that have been affected by Hurricane Sandy.
That's awesome.
So far we're at about a dollar a minute is kind of our thing. We're about six hours in.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's doing good. People are actually watching. It's all happening.
Yeah, I got about 30,000 tweets in about 2 minutes to come on, so
nice.
I'm glad I could come.
Hell yeah, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah.
No problem. So that's awesome. Yeah, I'm stuck at work, so it's cool that you guys are doing this.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling from work.
Yeah.
No problem. So thanks. What's going on? What are you talking about?
What'd you say, Astor?
I was just thanking Lee for taking his job seriously and calling in from work.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, are you on your break? Are you in the bathroom? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on my break technically, but I'm here for 10 hours. It doesn't matter.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
So what are you guys talking about?
Well, Sam just called in, and then
before that, it was poop on penis story.
Yeah, don't fucking bring it back up, man.
That's a classic, though.
I
don't be scared.
It's all
no,
a shit
we
on
don't,
the lip story.
We don't have to revisit it's that.
Yeah,
don't be scared.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Anyone who listens to the church knows how I feel about asses. So,
so how is that show going?
It's going great, man. We've been doing it for about a month and a half, and it's going. People luckily like Joey, so I'm just lucky to be on for the ride.
Yeah,
man. So, how is it podcasting with Joey? Does he give you shit?
Constantly. On the last one, he wants girls to eat Taco Bell and fart in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something about that on Twitter.
Yeah, I wasn't too fond of that, but I'm at his house at 5 in the morning, so it's not exactly where I thought I'd be at 5 in the morning, but
oh shit,
it's fun.
Sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah, no, but it's definitely cool. His 10 cats are a trip at 5 in the morning.
Oh my god.
Are they better later in the day? Are cats better to...
They sleep during the day, and when I get there at 5 in the morning, they're just winding down, they're all running around and being crazy.
Yeah. The guy with cats, dude.
So what happened with the Triple E's podcast? Is he not on Death Squad anymore?
Yeah, they went to they're at the Joint Studios, right?
Yeah, the Joint Studios.
Which I think the dude from LA Speedweed set up, because I think his brother or something like that is like he doesn't want to be called the new Red Band, but that's kind of his job. And I think the owner of LA Speedweed is in it too. That's what it sounds like anyway. Okay.
Yeah, when we first started the podcast, people started calling me Juban, and luckily that didn't stick.
Yeah. I think the only Red Band substitute that stuck would be Blue Band, but I don't think he actually exists, so.
Oh, no, yeah, he's just like a bird, right? Like
I think so, yeah.
Figurine.
So how did you get started doing, Joey gets you to help him with the show?
I actually wrote him on I forget if it was Facebook or Twitter, and I had the idea for Mad Flavored World, and we started doing that, and then we did the CD, and then we just did the documentary, and it's been a year and a half, so it's been pretty crazy.
So wow. You did the documentary?
Yeah, I did the documentary, I did the CD, and Matt Flavor's role. So that was going to meet Joey's friends was pretty crazy. We shot that whole thing in a day.
Now, do you guys have plans for a sequel? For some reason, I thought I heard something about you guys doing a sequel for that.
We'd love to. It's just a fun thing and stuff, but we'd love to do, I don't know if we want to do a Colorado one or a more in-depth North Bergen one, but we'd love to do anything.
That would be awesome, man. That guy's got some crazy stories.
Oh shit!
What was the? Is How I Got My Balls? That's the name of it, right?
Where I Got My Balls. It's on Amazon and Payloads and probably all the torrent sites. So
awesome.
Is he planning on doing any more episodes of Testicle Testaments, or was number 4 the last one?
No, we have probably 2 or 3 more that I have recorded, so we'll put a couple more out, and then he wants to tour with it, so hopefully we'll be doing that next year.
I look forward to it, because, man, I've got all 4 so far, and they've all been just incredible.
Now, what are those exactly for people like me that may not know what the fuck Joey Diaz has else, like another plate spinning?
Yeah, so we, once a month, we're up at the Ice House where they do Ice House Chronicles and stuff.
Yeah.
And Joey tells a story about a certain subject. The last one was about his stepfather, and there's been one about his criminal career, and we just recorded one last month about his daughter.
That's awesome.
So those are all on iTunes, and I think they're like $3 or something, so they're pretty crazy to listen to.
That's awesome. I knew he was doing those, but I didn't know that they were being recorded and released. That's awesome. I need to check that out. What's it called again?
Yeah. Testicle Testaments.
All right.
Of course, Joey doesn't do anything that can be mainstream or anything, but
it's well worth the money on iTunes or wherever else you want to get it at.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That's awesome. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to call in and voice my support. And what time are you doing this until?
6 p.m. tomorrow or today.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Are you going to do the entire time?
I am trying to go, since I'm running everything, I have to kind of at least be available. And then Yuck Nasty is trying to run the Herculean task of a 24-hour podcast straight through. So.
Oh, shit. Yuck Nasty, were you on the RE Sports one when they did the draft?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't really listened to much of that podcast, but I listened to that one, and Ari had no idea what he was doing.
You think he still does? I'm the one he blames for everything, right?
No. He was the only one who knew the players. He was freaking out. He was having a little panic attack.
Man, he's been bitching about me ever since the fucking thing started, man. At least I'm like, dude, at least you got me to blame shit on for why you're in last place. You know, if I wasn't here, you'd still be fucking sucking. Yeah, but he picked fucking Matt Forte and Cam Newton as his number one and number two picks, and he had the 10th pick, so he had back-to-back fucking picks. What the fuck, man? How can we work with that? You know? Our two best players have to be the ones. The first player.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. Well, I'll get back to work, but I'll retweet you guys and tweet at me if you want me to do anything, but this is great.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, and yeah, feel free to call in again if you're available later on.
Well, I'll be up for a while, so I'll give you a call.
Cool.
Hey. That's fucking awesome, dude.
A good one, brother.
Hey. For real, Adam Scorgi just got out of his event, and I'm trying to get him to call in right now.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of betting pools real quick, who else is down to do an Inspired Disorder pool for the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool? Because I want to get one going. I'm pre-registered. It launches here in a couple weeks.
For a death pool?
Yeah, it's Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool. You can find it. You can find it on his Facebook, or if you look on Twitter, it's at Stanhope's CDP for the info. But you make 20 picks for celebrities that you think are going to die in the next year. And it explains the whole rules and stuff. And if you're interested, tweet at me. And he sent me an email today or yesterday with the rules, or at least the main rules as far as how the points go and shit. And just let me know. It's like $9 or $10 to register, you know, and there's individual pools, you know, that compete with each other in the main thing. So, but you also compete with each other with the other members of your pool. just like
that's pretty cool. Jill, what do you think about that?
I think you guys are crazy.
I'm sorry, you just now figuring this out.
I'm already thinking of some of my celebrities that may be walking a thin tightrope.
You understand I'm trying to get her in on this conversation, you fucking
You know what? Fine then, Chuck.
You're useless. God
damn
it.
You hurt his feelings.
Oh, he probably had to just take shit anyway.
Yeah.
Just an excuse.
What happened to Matt?
I don't know. He's been disconnecting and reconnecting.
Is Yuck on? Yeah.
No, Yuck.
Yeah, still
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just not sorry about that bit, man. Quiet for more than 30 seconds.
I know. This is Yuck wound down.
Yep.
And silent.
So Jill, this silent. Is where you're supposed to either speak up or... I mean, now he's back. See?
Yeah, he always comes back.
You guys thought that you guys bought that? Okay, who actually bought that? That I was really big.
Nobody.
Nobody. I guess somebody saw me pick up my empty beer bottle and had to go get another full.
Whatever, dude. Look.
What's everybody drinking?
Cheap beer.
Coconut water and Monster Energy drink.
Oh, and I also got one tweet from somebody saying that they'll match me on edibles.
Oh, that's a good way to
easier to do.
That's a good way to get in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Who wants to see me slam this full Sapporo? Does
nobody.
Anybody out there?
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
No. None of us.
We all care about your liver, man.
This person.
I think all of us are like a little bit older. We've seen that done a couple times before.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like Lorenzo and high school friends who
oh.
You know,
We'll have to
I don't know if he's watching.
Oh, Matt's back. Hey, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that.
Yuck's over here. It's freaking.
Oh, yeah. Unplug your microphone once again because that sounds so cool.
At least it's not as loud now.
Every fucking man. Yeah, the audio is falling with the shit. I had to tune back in. So sorry about that.
Your audio is like Skippy.
Terrible. About that.
Yeah, we're back. Well played, sir. Well played.
Back.
Almost as good as your little picture of
Mr. Gale
interracial love.
He's going to help you find your angel's whole brother.
Which one, mine?
No.
If you need help finding it, he can help you do it. That's for sure, man.
I got a fucking live video going on. It's not my picture. Planet am I on?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Hurricanes.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Hurricanes.
You want to break up the mood? Look at this cat.
Oh, man, just keep can't stop flying.
Telling you.
Let's see.
Gosh, I'm not.
All right, Chris.
Anybody?
P. That's a meat donated $15. Christopher P.
That's all he does.
Did you get mine in there too? Mine was under the husband's name, though, Ray.
Oh, which I don't know. Probably. I don't know what your husband's name is.
Well, I'm not gonna yell it out, but I matched the when they said they needed the $30 to make it a dollar a minute. Then I matched that.
Oh, that Danny.
Yep. Oh, good.
Wasn't it.
She did. That
Danny. Was talking about Don. There was somebody.
The caddy tournament, Don. Danny.
Well done.
And
flaps for Ray. You're good, Ray. It's all right.
Okay. God damn. So, anyway, that's what happens at 6.5 hours. Sometimes I don't forget. I don't.
We're totally remember. Fucked at 24, let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 24 is when it gets interesting. That's when Sam Tripoli calls back.
Yeah, that's
like,
really
what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, it's like, why did I support this?
Yeah, what did I do? Erase the audio or I'm suing you bastard.
Right?
What's your husband? Jill, what's your husband's name? Danny Himatsu?
No.
His is D. Himitsu. Yeah.
Oh, Twitter. Okay. I didn't know how you say your last name. I just took a stab at it.
Oh, it's good.
Is he like that sounds like a samurai.
It is Japanese.
It is. Is he Japanese? I guess I'm assuming.
No.
He's not.
Nor is it my real last name.
But that is so
hidden identities.
And disappointing.
Danny.
My just real name is Jill, though.
Yeah.
Didn't satisfy him. Yeah.
Caleb, I'm so sorry.
You should be.
But you know let what? Me go out and change we're my name even. Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't even turn off your video.
Because my Twitter name is.
You're done.
I bought that.
It's not really what's listed on Twitter.
Oh, Jesus, my balls.
My name's not actually J. Alfred Prufrock.
Okay, we just got another donation of $10 from Jonathan W.
Thank you, Jonathan W.
Jonathan W.
A good man. A gentleman and a scholar.
Absolutely.
Or at least a cool guy. Because we don't know how nice or smart he is, so.
He is
just a dumbass dickhead.
Yeah. So
that's it.
Complete opposite of what we
make
want.
Make people pay us to sit there and insult them. That's what we do.
It's a roast.
Please come and donate so we can call you a fucking douchemonger.
Yeah, this is a roast.
Schnocker.
Only you pay for it.
Just a rude guy. Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
Just a rude drunk. Just a rude drunk who's told disgusting stories.
Oh, Ray, how far are we into this now?
Time-wise, 6.5 hours.
Jesus.
Over a quarter of the way.
Oh, yeah.
7 hours.
You're almost in the home stretch, Ray.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
Hey, once the sun starts coming up, it should be good. Because I can see outside. So as soon as the sun starts coming up, I'll get that natural biological, adrenaline or whatever the fuck is supposed to happen when you see sunrise. It'll be okay. I think my ass is starting to fall asleep though.
Do you have some alpha brain or something?
I took some before we started, and I should probably take some more at some point.
I took some too, but I think alcohol might counteract the effects of alpha brain. I'm just going to go out on a limb there.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite effect.
Like a dozen.
Imagine what you would be like if you didn't take it.
You're
getting the best version.
Like, okay, like.
You can find your keys, fucking forget how to do simple multiplication problems.
You remembered how to tell the story.
Stupid.
I barely remembered how to tell the story correctly the way it was. So
yeah, well, that was Alpha Brain that helped you out, I'm sure.
Yeah, ew. Shout out to Onnit. Yeah, I just got in a huge shipment of Onnit stuff today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I tweeted a picture of it. Yeah, I got a couple 90-count jars of fucking Alpha Brain and some fucking shroom.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm just going to ask you guys, you guys taking this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work?
I think it does.
Yes, sir. I take Alpha Brain and New Mood every day.
Yeah, I take New Mood a lot, but I take Alpha Brain usually before I do a podcast. When I take it, like if I take it in the morning and I go to work, like I'm pew pew pew, like I'm on it.
Pew pew pew.
Pew pew pew.
Literally.
That's it. I need to be pew pew pew.
Yeah, that's how I sell Alpha Brain. It makes you go pew pew pew. In the brain.
Lasers are.
Yeah, I love it, man. It when you're.
But have you, like, just a question for you. Okay. Has there, like, can you tell if you don't take it, like, there's a big difference? Is it more of a placebo effect?
No, because I've tried other ones. There's, like, Focus Factor is another one. And I've tried
Focus Factor. Yeah.
Herpazine A, which is just. The part of that I take.
That's your herpes medication, sir. You are getting confused.
No, it's I forget what it's called. It's an ingredient in Alpha Brain.
It's the natural alternative to Valtrex.
No. I'm probably thinking of the wrong thing. I don't know. Anyway, but when I take Alpha Brain, I notice. It's like it's
noticeable. So it does work.
Yeah.
I really notice if I don't take New Mood. I take 4 of those a night.
Really?
I just, so if I don't, if I usually skip take those,
what do you do for a living?
Just eat them.
I can barely fucking afford multivitamins, for God's sake.
Jesus, I do. Man. I do. I lease land to farmers and energy companies.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and
lease land.
But yeah, business has been good. I'm not gonna lie.
See, I never. I'm not discrediting product, but I'm just really wondering if some of the stuff that they promote, like if anybody's noticed a difference, you know?
I'm sure
like,
it affects different people differently, but I notice it. Like Focus Factor didn't do shit for me, but Alpha Brain, I noticed anyway.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
I tried just 5-HTP by itself and didn't notice much, but New Mood is... I mean, I really, you know, I wouldn't want to, I don't ever run out of that. I make sure that if I'm down to my last 30 count bottle of it, I order 90 more.
Yeah.
I feel like mood enhancers have been around forever, though.
Yeah.
Well, everything's a mood enhancer. I mean, anything that affects you differently is going to change your mood, you know.
But like actually like liquid mood enhancers, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, because fuck, I remember taking those things when I was like 20.
Hey, and
you take one of those
liquid mood enhancer right here.
Not that, but
it's in liquid. You know,
when I was like 20, like I remember taking one of those, and then you go to the bar and have like, or not bar, sit in your living room, I guess, when you're 20, and have like two drinks, and then it was amazing, you know. So I know the mood enhancing thing has been around for a while, but like I said, I'm not discrediting anything that they advertise. I'm just wondering if the products that they advertise actually works.
Yeah. The New Mood I take every once in a while, usually like if I'm in a shitty mood, which, you know, but I don't know if it works or not, but the Alpha Brain definitely. That one I
does it? Okay.
I would the weed? Vouch for the Alpha Brain and the New Mood both. Because my doctor keeps trying to put me on antidepressants, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm taking New Mood. And I actually brought in a bottle of it at my last appointment.
Uh-huh.
Showed it to him, and I was like, look, I take this, and this works for me. So don't even bother writing me a prescription for Celexa or whatever the fuck you're trying to give me. Because this works natural. It's not... You know, it works with my brain chemistry as opposed to like hijacking the system.
Yeah.
Like the SSRIs and MAOIs do. And, you know, he checked out the ingredients and stuff and actually pulled up the site on his iPad and checked it out and was like, yeah, if that works for you, man, go with it. You know,
that's good.
He's a cool guy, but, you know, he also. Same time.
Yeah, that's a different kind of doctor because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Not very many doctors would ever fucking pull up a website and go, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
He's a pretty unique guy. You know, he knows I'm on house arrest. So he straight up told me, you know, that the fact I'm on house arrest for marijuana is absolute bullshit. And so he kind of likes fucking with the my PO. And whatnot. So he's written me prescriptions for like three different benzos, just so I can get fucked up on those if I wanted to. I don't.
What are benzos? Is that benzothorazine or whatever?
No, that's like Xanax, Klonopin, and Valium. I have prescriptions for all those.
What the fuck kind of doctor do you go to?
Yeah, Jesus.
Go to your damn doctor.
Yeah, a good one. I'm not going to shout.
Doctor, like,
yeah.
Just shout your doctor out.
a doctor who's been investigated by the DEA a couple times. That kind of doctor.
Dr. All Morris.
Right. Yeah.
He quit taking patients for pain management because he was
calling Dr. Garcia. Jesus.
Yeah, he was giving out pain medication at a level that got him investigated by the DEA.
Oh, he seems like a stand-up guy. All right.
Totally. Actually, he really is a good doctor. He's one of those old-school doctors, though, that's like, fuck it, I'll just give you pills. You're going to die eventually.
Well, everybody is, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a realistic viewpoint, you know? I mean, we are
in a Sylvia Plath sort of way.
on a long enough timeline, the survival rate of everybody is zero.
Sylvia Plath. A scholar.
Yay.
Literary scholar. And I see Gonzo over there with his edibles.
Oh, he's back.
I think it's edibles. Maybe that's a snack cake.
Ray, what are we up to now?
I think his mouth is full of something. Hopefully not.
Everybody keeps tweeting at me that I need to just talk over you guys and just make you all shut up.
Yeah.
We're not talking over you, so go ahead.
I'm so I'll just shut up for a while.
We are currently at $382.64.
Weak sauce,
we've
son.
Been on the air for 6.5 hours.
Yeah, or 6:40.
We're at $58.76 a hour. So
that's not nearly enough.
We are slipping. Fucking.
No, it's been okay. I mean, on average, we're doing okay. We still have 20 minutes in the hour.
No, don't tell people that. If we tell people it's okay, then they won't call it. They won't donate. It's horrible, yeah. People. Yeah,
it's dog shit. This is the worst. This is the worst goddamn telethon I've ever been on.
How dare you?
Where are the little children?
Sorry, we're not supposed to be.
We're just trailing Jerry's kids. This is bullshit.
We need Sarah McLachlan to come in.
Gonzo, I love how it's like this. Let's all just in our cameras just like this.
Look, here's the deal, you fucking Jewish pricks. You fucking donate.
Here we go with the racism.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not helping
the Aryan nation right now, all right?
Jesus Christ.
I forgot about my head.
The views and opinions expressed by Gonzo are not necessarily the views and opinions expressed by everyone else.
24-hour podcast.
I meant Jewish in the sense of, like, Ari. Like...
Okay, that makes
sense. No, Ari, it's just fine. And Ari can get on and donate. That would be great. Thank you, Ari.
That's the funniest thing you could have said.
Like a guy
should be a shirt.
I love you just as much, mate. Fucking hilarious. Have another muffin.
All the good dudes out there, you know?
Go get the pan. Go get the muffin pan. Fuck it. Take it.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
No, don't.
Yes.
No, yes. Not yet. My not yet. But if Jason will fucking go all the way with me, I mean, I just took another book. Whoop, whoop. So.
The cake is on.
Nobody can read your mind right now, Gonzo. You know.
Yeah. Is it that good? Is that where's your fucking milk ass?
The telekinesis isn't working yet.
Man.
Okay,
I know what I meant. Like,
milk.
Hey, what's your call in number for Skype, Ray?
1-800 fucks a lot.
619-663.
Hurry right. Write that down.
663 what?
3124.
3124. Okay. Are you letting just anybody call in and talk to you?
I have been answering the phone and seeing who's on the line. Because it might be Sam Tripoli. You never know.
Yeah. It's exactly. True.
Yeah, you never know who he's gonna spread the word to. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
There you go. Joe Rogan. Let's have some Joe Rogan call in.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I believe that Joe is probably asleep at this point. Or, well, not
it
asleep.
It is 12:43 on the West Coast, babe. He is not. This is Joe Rogan we're talking about. Wait, he just got done with the show. He just got done with the show, and he has his kids with him.
I've been tweeting at Joe all night long. I mean, personally,
I think if that doesn't work,
maybe nothing will.
Just hands off of him.
Just Twitter.
If that shit doesn't work, nothing will.
That's magic.
Yeah, Joe always appreciates a good Twitter bombing.
Yeah.
I think that that Whiskey Jack is out there spreading the good word. That's all I see all over my Twitter is Whiskey Jack.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
All I see all over my screen.
He just tweeted to Tara Patrick. That would be epic.
Yeah, Jill and Tara. Oh, yeah.
That's what we need.
Oh my God! Don't say that.
Please say it's going to be a video call.
Talk to her about how many dicks she's taken.
Please
make sure you get 24-hour cast in there somewhere.
I want to talk to her about her appearance on Aqua Teen, and you want to talk about porn? How fucking dare you?
Yeah, yeah. her tremendous acting fucking skills. Jesus Christ. She's known for taking dick. Would you you think if she came on this show, we'd ask her anything else? Really?
I think she's really known for her awesome blowjobs, if I'm not mistaken. And great.
I don't know about blowjobs.
Left, right, silky out of this conversation. That would be awesome.
From what I've seen,
I've been talking to Left Right Silky all night. She's the one who told me to get on here.
From what I've seen,
she's like,
Tara can give a good blowjob.
She seems, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, why not?
I mean, that's what I heard.
I'm gonna yell at Nick Nasty right here.
That's what I heard. I mean,
you know, I'm gonna give a blowjob. Might as well just give a good one. Why not?
If
a who wants to give a bad blowjob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bam! See?
Whoa, steady.
Playing with it too much?
Nope.
Yeah.
I was just anything? Kidding.
Nope. Right, nothing. All right.
No tooth scraping. No, you know, lots of spit.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Who are we talking to?
You are talking to Sals from Death Squad Connecticut.
Nice.
Hello. Powerful. What's up?
Oh, see
what's going on, guys?
Checking
in.
Awesome, man. How you doing? How much of this nonsense have you been watching?
I've been on for probably about a good hour and a half. I chimed in right around when Sammy Tripps called in. Got to listen to him. Got to listen to Lee.
Nice.
Donovan S. was me, so that $20 came out of my pocket.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, how about a round of applause for a solid donation, sir.
So, showing you guys some love.
Since a real $20, that's a fucking donation, goddammit.
Not going to lie, that came out of my Onnit money. So all the people who were buying my Onnit supplements using my coupon code, they were the ones. So support.
It's a positive
energy feedback loop is what that is, giving back to the people who are helping us all out.
Oh,
that coupon code, in case you want to use it, is Evolve247. Plug, plug, plug.
What was
it? Say it again.
It's Evolve247. Evolve247.
Sweet.
There we go. Hopefully, we'll be able to replenish your PayPal.
And that's Death Squad Connecticut, correct?
Death Squad
Connecticut is one of my favorite. You're one of my favorite people to tweet with. You know that?
Say that again?
I said you're one of my favorite people to tweet with.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think
that's awesome, dude. Go
ahead and keep this conversation going between Jill and Death Squad Connecticut.
We always tweet the same things, and we always end up retweeting each other, and that was very loud.
I don't know what that is, but I did not enjoy it.
No, me neither.
Sounds like
somebody playing like fucking F1. The heat
is like a dance
party. Get on the street. Anyway, no, we shouldn't do this.
This is about hurricanes, goddammit. Goddammit, this is about motherfucking hurricanes.
It's about donations, goddammit.
Yes. There's not a lot of heat in hurricanes.
Yes.
The heat was put on the New York City mayor's office today. Did you guys hear about that shit?
Oh, boom. It there we go. This motherfucker loves to talk about it.
Yeah, dude. Fucking amazing.
It was crazy.
Oh, he loves to talk about it. He just goes on and on forever. Please stop. We can't take anymore.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Matt, what are you drinking over there?
What am I?
Three penis wine.
Yeah.
That's how
I wish.
That sounds
just wine. Just wine.
It's the airtight wine.
Just wine.
No.
Hey, here's to you, Gonzo. You fucking savage with your eyes pretty much completely shut.
Whatever, dude. I'm here for the duration. Whoopsh.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Keep eating edibles.
Even, you know, yeah. I'm supposed to. Oh, hey, Jason, tweet me if you're ready for another bite. Ooh, burr.
Ooh. Burn. Ooh. You got cold, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hello. What's up. And at Sarah Tiana, if you would like to move to Colorado and marry me, then just tweet to me. Just let me know.
Put that out there a little bit.
Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
How badly would you shit your pants if she actually tweeted you and said yes?
He would cum his pants. He would not shit. That would be seen.
That would get donations.
You'd probably talk to Modez first.
I'd probably shut this down, go break the news to Modezzi about how things were about to change. And I'm not sure exactly how. You might have to wait on me. And
if you love something, set it free.
You know that I love you, so I'll come back. Just wait.